From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After months of anticipation, the top Americans in Iraq came to Capitol Hill today to testify about the war effort and the state of the Iraqi government. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker were greeted by protesters in and outside of the House hearing room. And there were some terse words from a few representatives, but nothing truly hostile. In a surprise move, General Petraeus said he's recommending to President Bush that the drawdown in U.S. troops start this month with a Marine unit from California and that the surge forces could be out by next summer. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
General Petraeus came to Congress with color-coded maps and charts showing what he said were improvements in security, and he recommended that troops would start coming home earlier than anticipated and would include more than one unit.
In fact, later this month, the Marine Expeditionary Unit deployed as part of the surge will depart Iraq. Beyond that, if my recommendations are approved, that unit's departure will be followed by the withdrawal of a brigade combat team without replacement in mid-December.
What's more, Petraeus said the remaining 30,000 so-called surge forces would be home by next summer, bringing the overall American force down to a pre-surge level of 130,000 troops. And will U.S. forces continue to drop? Petraeus said he would report back in March on whether that could happen. Democrat Tom Lantos of California called the troop reductions a token move. Petraeus strongly challenged him.
Five Army Brigade combat teams, a Marine expeditionary unit, and two Marine battalions represent a very significant force. They are the force, in fact, that have helped us substantially in achieving some of the recent gains that our troopers have fought so hard to achieve.
That so-called surge in troop numbers, Petraeus said, is showing results.
Though the improvements have been uneven across Iraq, the overall number of security incidents in Iraq has declined in eight of the past 12 weeks, with the number of incidents in the last 2 weeks at the lowest level seen since June 2006.
To counter claims that the White House was orchestrating his testimony, Petraeus made it clear that his words were his own.
Although I have briefed my assessment and recommendations to my chain of command, I wrote this testimony myself. It has not been cleared by nor shared with anyone in the Pentagon, the White House, or the Congress until it was just handed out.
Partisan politics was never far from the surface during the hearings, particularly when it came to a full-page newspaper ad that appeared today. It was placed by the anti-war group MoveOn.org. It said that when it came to statistics, General Petraeus was cooking the books for the White House. GOP Congresswoman Ileana Rose-Lehtinen from Florida pointed a finger at Democrats.
The personal attacks launched today by MoveOn.org against General Petraeus, calling this man of honor and courage, General Betray Us, in a full-page ad in the New York Times, is outrageous and it is deplorable. It has been reported that the organization that paid for this ad has been coordinating its efforts in the last few months with certain members to derail the strategy spearheaded by you, General Petraeus.
Democrat Ike Skelton of Missouri, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, said he was supportive of Petraeus, but he echoed concerns among other Democrats and a growing number of Republicans. The Iraqis were supposed to take advantage of the surge by reconciling their political differences.
The witnesses must tell us why we should continue sending our young men and women to fight and die if the Iraqis won't make the tough sacrifices leading to reconciliation. And will there be political progress in the near term? Are we merely beating a dead horse?
The general delivered his testimony in an even tone, despite several interruptions by anti-war protesters. He sipped water as one yelling protester was pulled from the room.
The most significant development in the past 6 months likely has been the increasing emergence of...
Would the gentleman suspend with the... Would the entire group that's back there supporting that person be removed?
Petraeus said his troops were making headway against al-Qaeda in Iraq and against Shiite death squads. Both he and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, who was sitting next to him, agreed that any military gains were not being matched on the Iraqi political front.
I believe Iraq's problems will require a long-term effort. There are no easy answers or quick solutions, And although we both believe this effort can succeed, it will take time.
But Ambassador Crocker said he's hopeful.
I do believe that Iraq's leaders have the will to tackle the country's pressing problems.
Crocker conceded it would take longer than anticipated. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.